Lord. Amen. The Lord bless each one. We do give everyone a warm welcome in their service in the name of the Lord. And say, good to see our sister Carol and the family back. The Lord bless you, sister. And the Lord bless each one. Just to the announcements, in case I forget, Samuel will be preaching this Sunday in the morning and myself in the evening. And then next weekend, we'll have Brother Andrew Beecham with us. So pray for the services next weekend. But if Brother Andrew comes, and then the weekend after that, 7th of July, I'll be in England. Brother John, my dad, will be preaching and them meetings. And then for the 10th, I wasn't sure if we could have the hall here, but Terry says we can. So maybe Brother Mark will do that Wednesday night of the 10th. But I'll announce it again beforehand. But let us remember the night as well, that Nigel had mentioned it, and his wife had mentioned it to me as well, Sunday, that lady,
Laura,
that we want to keep praying for Laura. And also, if you can remember, Sister Sharon the night in prayer as well, and her brother Gary has really prayed for Timothy and Matthew. And also keep remembering her sister Lynn in prayer as well. Praise God. God touch every one of them. Amen.
Amen.
And the Lord is a healer. Praise God. Let us turn to the Word of God tonight, to 1 Corinthians 2 and verse 12. 1 Corinthians 2 and verse 12. Praise God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. So if we haven't received the spirit of the world, then the world has a spirit. But we haven't received it. But we have received the spirit, which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given us of God. Heavenly Father, we just bow before you tonight, in the precious and lovely name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for all that's been prayed, and we say amen. And Father, we do ask, Lord, that you'll just move amongst us in this service tonight. Touch every heart and every life afresh. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Father, I ask you, wash me afresh in the blood of the Lamb, and I shall be whiter than the snow. Forgive us every wrong thought, every wrong word, every wrong deed. We cast down all vain imagination. We cast down all reasoning. And every work of the devil that would exalt itself against your word, we cast it down in the name of Jesus Christ. And Father, we would pray for perfect liberty in the Holy Ghost tonight.
Amen.
That you'll anoint your word and anoint your word to the hearts of the people. Bless every single one in this room tonight. May they know the presence of the Holy Spirit, each and every one of us. Pray for our sister Laura, that her brother's mentioned. You'll touch her.
Yes.
And Lord, that everything will be well. And Father, that you'll grant her the miracle she needs. For we know you are a miracle worker. Pray for my wife Sharon as well. You touch her side and take this pain out and heal her and deliver her. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we ask for those that couldn't be here tonight, that you bless them, for the sisters at work and for any of the brothers, that you'll be with them this time. Lord, we pray again for Sister Lynn, for full recovery, for full strength, for full health. Lord, that she'll testify that you were with her and you blessed her in Jesus' name. Lord, this evening, bless your word. Lord, anyone can read your word, but only the Holy Ghost can make it live. We ask that the Spirit that wrote the word will come back on the word and make it a living word to us tonight. And feed us, we pray, from your word. Lord, anoint us with the Holy Ghost, and I take the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name to help me, Lord. And I thank you to undertake, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Praise God. The Lord's good, isn't it? Isn't it really amazing? I don't know if I did a good job on Sunday trying to bring it across. Probably not, you know, when you preach. But what I'm trying to say, you know, when God moved, look how the enemy always came in. And we saw with Elijah and with Elisha, and with Elijah the woman had two sons and they were fed, and then we read later on in the same chapter, she couldn't have children. This other woman couldn't have children, you know, the prophet went till then, she had a child, and then the child died. and God raised him up. The end result.
Amen.
But sometimes things can go good and then it seems to go bad, and that's the devil. The Bible says when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of God will raise a standard against him. And you know, there's a couple who used to sing a song, he's a God of the valleys and he's a God of the mountains.
Yes,
and it's easy when you're on the mountain, but when you're in a valley it's difficult, isn't it? Amen.
Amen.
And the body's still going. And all of us go through different stages in our life and our walk with God, and sometimes, you know, here's the thing I'm going to show you tonight. This is really simple. I want you to look at this. You come up here, Simon. What do you see here, Simon?
Chair.
You can see that chair.
Yeah.
Now you can see that chair, but you haven't felt that chair yet.
No.
Now you sit in the chair. Now you're sitting in the chair, can you feel the chair?
Yeah.
You can feel the chair.
Yeah.
You look in the front of you.
Yeah.
Can you see the chair?
Yeah.
How do you know the chair is there?
Because I'm feeling it.
Because you're sitting on it. Go ahead and sit down again. Not like the Lord. Faith. Before man gets saved, he has to see Christ. He sees it through the Word.
Amen.
Then the feeling comes afterwards, doesn't it?
Amen.
You know it afterwards, don't you? Now, what for Simon knew it. He didn't see it no more. But he knew it because he had it. And you should know it because you have it. If you have the Holy Spirit, you know it, you have it. Amen.
Amen.
And the will of it sensation come with it. William Branham said that. There will be. But first of all, it doesn't work with a sensation. But you see it, then you get it. And then when you have it, you don't see it, but you still have it. And you can think the Lord's not with you, but he's still with you. Because the Bible says he'll never leave us, nor forsake us. Though with you always the end of the world. Isn't it simple? And I tell you, that's how simple God is. Here we've read the word of the Lord tonight. Now we have not received the spirit of the world. Now the Holy Spirit's calling his bride, but there's another spirit and he's calling. There's two spirits at work. And this is the thing today. It's not that somebody's against us in flesh and blood. The thing that's against us is the enemy. Because the word of God says we do not wrestle with flesh and blood. But we're wrestling with principalities and powers. And there's two spirits at work. There's a spirit of God and there's a spirit of the devil. And those two spirits are opposed. And the Bible says we have not received the spirit of the world, but we've received the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is not the spirit of the world. The Holy Spirit is the spirit of God. It's a Holy Spirit. It'll make you want to live holy and live for God and seek. Even as your brother's praying for the gifts, the Bible says, call it earnest for the best gifts. And that's the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit wants to lead his church, bless his church. Didn't he say in John 14, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will lead you and guide you into all truth. That's the Holy Spirit. That's the job of the Holy Spirit. But there's two opposing spirits. But there's two spirits, and they're opposed to each other. And many times when we're in a battle and a warfare, we can blame everything, but that's not the thing to blame. The thing to blame is the devil. How many beliefs can see that tonight? It's ultimately the devil. It's the enemy that's against the church of God. Look at the first epistle of John, chapter 4, verse 5 to 8, and here's what it says. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. You know, many times you talk to people and they don't receive it and they don't hear it because they're of the world. Amen. And it's only the Spirit of God can enlighten a man or a woman that they can receive the word. That's why I pray, and I know it's in the Bible, I'm not saying it for that, many others pray it. But how many we often pray, Lord, that you would bring them to the saving knowledge of the truth?
Amen.
The Spirit of God does that.
Amen.
Now, he uses the gospel. We know that when you preach the gospel, it is life. And it's the gospel that's life, and the gospel brings life. And the Spirit of God takes that word when it's preached and it lightens somebody up. But many times people can't receive it. I know people, I've witnessed to them many times, they just can't see it. There's people I've been wanting to get saved, and they've come so far, but they just can't get it. They're not seeing it. They can't get it. They just can't seem to get it. Because you see, they're always depending on themselves. They're always going back to see what they could do better. And then they'll fail. And then when they fail, they think, but then they can't do it. But if they really got a revelation of the blood of Jesus Christ, and like I said about the church, even though when you're on it, you don't see it because it's there. Amen. You've possessed it. And you have it. Praise God. And it's terrible, really, when you... There's one man, and I try to witness to him, and he's no time for it. You just can't talk with him. Now, I can talk with him maybe more than other people that saw, that's tried to. He listened to me a bit, but still with all. And this man's Protestant, but he says he'd rather be a Catholic. He says they've did more for him, and they would help him out. So he's going and works. Because he thinks people's helped him out. You see, only the Spirit of God can enlighten a man. The verse 6 says, we are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the Spirit of truth and the Spirit of error. So there's a Spirit of truth and there's a Spirit of error. Now the Spirit of error is the source of all strong delusion. And did you know that God signs the spirit of error? And did you know that God signs delusion? God does. You say God does. Yes, God does. 2 Thessalonians 2:11 to 12. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. You say God does. That's hard to explain. But God says he does it. God does it. It was interesting when I was with Brother Yvonne Carrion from New York, Philadelphia. And his friend knew Roberto Riviero really well. And he talked with him many times. And they say Roberto Riviero died with such and such a causes, but they say the truth is he was poisoned. They murdered him. They say that's the truth. But Roberto Riviero told this pastor, he said the only man that the Roman Catholic Church is really afraid of is William Branham. Because he knows all about them and he preaches the truth. Says they're not afraid of the rest of them because they're all going to win with them. And he said the Jesuits have been sent out amongst them all of them. And he says they're amongst them all and they go in and they do healing services and all sorts of things, but they're not born again. They do not believe the word of God. They still keep their devotions to Mary and the rosary beads and all the things and still keep all the customs which is against this word of God. There's no birth. Deceived. And it's not the Bible. God will send them strong delusions. But you can't receive the real word is the only test. How many knows that? The word of God is the real test. And we see it today all over the world. People are being deceived. And that's why God sent a voice, and God sent a message, and God sent a word that would bring us back to this Bible. Amen. Not to some creed, not to form an organization. There might be something formed around it, but that's not to do with it. The thing itself's the truth. Amen. And it's scripture. Thank God for it. The Spirit of truth. Look at John 4 and verse 8. He that loveth not God, for God is love. God is love. Praise God. Verse 7 says this. Beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. And he that Was not powerful what a brother Nigel said about the wee verse about love, wasn't it, on Sunday?
Amen.
So simple, but so profound and so true. God is love.
Amen.
The spirit of error is the source of all strong delusion, and the spirit of error is in the world today. Paul the Apostle continually warned the people. He said, even now there's false prophets amongst you. He warned them time and time again. There's false prophets throughout the world today. And false Christ. Didn't Jesus say that?
Amen.
Jesus said that false Christ. And Christ means anointed one. And there's people in the world today, what they're preaching is false. You know what the modern gospel is today? On Sky Television, how many knows what the modern gospel is? Give. It's a good, isn't it? They don't actually preach about Jesus and the cross and getting saved and all them things. All they preach about is soul to get money. That's all they preach about. And they take all the scriptures and that's all they emphasize and all they preach about. And they drive about in big airplanes and all the different things. And people's dying and going to hell and all they're preaching about is money. That's their gospel. But that's not the real gospel. But Jesus says, don't even take an extra coat with you. And Jesus says, the foxes have holes, the Son of Man has nowhere to lay its head. That's the real gospel. The real gospel can go with nothing. Amen.
Amen.
That's the real gospel. You know, we all once walked according to the course of this world, led by an evil spirit. You don't realize that. Every one of us in this room was led by another spirit. You say, I never was. You were. I was. Every one of us was fallen. Every one of us was deceived. It took the Spirit of God to break in on us. It took the Spirit of God to change us. And if God can change you and me, God can change anybody. God can save anybody. And even as a brother prayed, it's so true. We should never give up on household salvation. We should never give up on praying for people and believing that God's the power to save them. God's the power to change them. We should never give in. The only old Methodists used to sing that, and it's a good song. They used to sing, when Father unfold, I'll tell the whole world that Jesus has conquered and died. I'll never give in. I fight against sin with Christ as victory.
Amen.
That's a good song they sang. I believe in that song.
Amen.
Amen. 1 Peter 1:23 says, being born again, not a corruptible seed, but of an incorruptible seed by the word of God that liveth and abideth forever. The word of God is a seed, and when the seed is sown, it will produce. Now the thing is about it, the Bible warns of the ground. And it says some fell in good ground, and some fell in stony ground. So there's a mixture. Amen. So when a man preaches, if someone comes up quick and goes off, that's not the preacher's fault. He preached the word. He preached the true word. But it's not his fault. I've saw it myself. I saw people and they come up and in a month they're gone. Other people, you think maybe he's not moving quick enough. But 10 years later they're still there because they fell in good ground.
Amen.
They didn't come up as quick, but they're still here.
Amen.
Amen. And I'll tell you something, it's maybe better sometimes if it doesn't seem to come too quick. Because if it comes up too quick, it's shallow ground.
Yes.
You know, a minister said to me, he went to a foreign country. I'd been in the same country. And this man was there his whole life. I'd just been a few times. He was there his whole life, 30 years or something. And I respected this man, a great preacher, evangelist. And he said to me, Tom, you know what it's like over there? He said, it's like the water that's wide, but it's very shallow. And he says, there's a lot of things seem to be happening, but it's a shallow experience.
Yes.
That's what he said. They come up quick, but it's a shallow experience. I tell you, God's wanting people in the last days that can stand on their own 2 feet.
Yes.
God wants Christians, it's like the salmon, that can turn against the tide. And swim against the tide and go up the waterfalls. Go the opposite to what the world's going. The spirit of the world's easy to go with, but the spirit of the Lord goes against it. Two spirits. Thank God we want the Holy Spirit. Every one of us had to have a birth. Every one of us had to be born again because we were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. and walked according to the course of this world. That's Ephesians 2. Thank God for the seed, which liveth and abideth forever. So when the seed is sown, it lives and abides forever. Amen. Thank God for the seed of the word of God. Ephesians, you can read it. And now listen, children of disobedience. For this we see the spirit of the world, Satan. The world refused to accept the rule of God when they crucified Barabbas instead of Jesus. And they exalted Satan to the God of this evil age. And it was actually Clarence Larkin that said, in no other age was Satan mentioned as the God of this evil age, but this age. And William Branham, the last church age messenger, said the same thing. The both of them said the same thing. They said, this is the age when Satan is exalted to the God of this evil age. And he is the God of this evil age. And all the governments and all these different things, he's behind it. He's behind abortion, murdering the babies. He's behind gay marriage. The Bible didn't say Adam and Steve, it said Adam and Eve. And it said, for this reason, a man shall leave his father and his mother and cleave to his wife. Not a man.
Yeah,
not two women, but cleave on his wife. But that's the spirit of this evil age. And the word of God's the truth, and let every man be a liar. That's the Bible.
Amen.
And I tell you, God's word is the truth. And God wants to encourage you, and you be stirred up with the word of God tonight.
Amen.
That we have received, like the church. You have it. You really have the real thing. Now you can have more of the blessing, and more of the anointing, and there's more gifts there, and all them things, but you have the pieces to start with. Here's the thing, an old woman just coming to hunger. She said, they used to say to me, now I just remembered this the other night. She said, Tommy, do you ever go around the foundations? Do you ever hear that? She used to say to me, Tommy, do you ever go around the foundations?
Yes, amen.
And I looked at her, do you ever go around the foundations? And she says to me, now come on outside with me. And I went outside with her and I said, what are you showing me? She said, what's in that door? I said, Hoots River. She said, that's the way you preach it. Out here at Hoots River, will can come. Now she says, come on in. But I went in and I said, and I looked back at the door, and I looked back at the door, and it said, elect and chosen in him from the foundation of the world. But she says, you're inside now. He knew you from the foundation of the world.
Amen.
You don't know that he does. So when you're outside at Hoots River, you're inside, you're chosen in him, elect before the foundation of the world. You ever go around the foundations? You ever go back to the foundations? Your foundation is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You're founded on the revelation of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. He's the one that saved you. He's the one that died on the cross 2,000 years ago. By his blood, you're regenerated. You're not regenerated by water baptism. Now, some people preach that. That's false teaching. Oneness teaches that. Oneness teaches that you're regenerated when you get baptized, and they only baptize in Jesus' name only. That's false teaching. We baptize according to Matthew 28 the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes,
and we don't do it to regeneration. We do it as acknowledging that we're dying with Christ and we're rising with Christ. We're doing it, we're acknowledging what he's done and we're obeying the word of God. But we are regenerated to the power of the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You read your church age book and you'll see in there the exact same things I just said.
Yes, amen.
Amen. That's the true word of God. That's why.
Amen.
Praise God. Look at this now. The God of this age, Satan, never spoken of in any other age but this age, Satan's ambition is to be like God. And that's what causes fall. You see, iniquity was found in him. I know we refer to, you know, the fall in the garden, and that's true. But how many knows what he rebelled up in heaven? Amen. That's where it started. He rebelled up in heaven. Praise God. And you read Ephesians, disobedience. There can be no, listen to this, there can be no union. Now these are just my own words that I marked down here. There can be no union between the two. There can be no such thing as brotherhood of man. People say brotherhood of man. You cannot have a brotherhood of man. You can have born again. Born again. There's no such thing as a civilization that hasn't got Christ in it. It's God. they mock Christians, they mock God, they're against it. Because there's a spirit behind it, moving them. But you and me also have a spirit. That's the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah!
Yes.
There's a spirit behind us called the Holy Spirit. For the Bible says we're baptized by one spirit into one body, the mystical body of Jesus Christ, born into it for the baptism of the birth. Praise God. Amen. Isn't that the truth? But you see that they don't want law of the day, even in the government, all these things, and you think we have people here that stand for the truth and they're against them. Now you might agree with all they're doing, but you should still pray for them. Because we have people in government here that are standing for things that are right. And we should pray for them people. Do you believe that tonight?
Yes.
Surely I believe it. Yes. Standing for the truth, you would have had abortion here years ago only for them.
That is the truth.
You would have had all this nonsense, other stuff only for them. But they stood for the truth. They took a stand in that. And they've been persecuted for it. They will be. Because the Word of God says, all that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution.
Amen.
Now, when you see where I'm going with this, and I want you really to get this tonight, this is where the mistake's been. And this is universal. And God doesn't want us, He wants us to make the effort. Let's follow it, and I won't try and keep you too long. Now look, this brother here, the word disobedient means destinate or rebellion or obstinate, rebellion against God. And they will not have God's Son to rule over them. But look, isn't that leadership? Leadership means people's rights. We're living in the last church age, in the Laodicean church age, where the Word of God says wretched, poor and blind, miserable and don't even know it. Amen. And they don't want God because they say they don't need God.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
How many knows it's Revelation 3, I think?
Amen.
And that's the age we're living in. People's rights. I will do my own thing. How many heard it? I will do my own thing. I don't believe in God. I don't believe in God. I'll do my own thing. If is there a God? When you die, that's it. And all this sort of talk. Amen. And then you take these false religions and you see Christians on talking about them and they tie the Christians in knots. That shouldn't be the case. We need men raised up. They didn't tie William Branham in knots. You think of it when he went to India and Bombay and they were all there. All the false religions, the Magi's, the whole lot, the whole works. And he says that if God doesn't open this man's eyes, he's born blind. Or blind but worshiping the Son, one of your gorgeous worship. Then write false prophet and buy back. Now says, call them your gods and let them do it. Nobody moved. But when he prayed, the man's eyes opened. 30,000 were converted in one altar call. That's the power of God. That's the book of Acts. That's the same as Paul the Apostle was working with.
Amen.
Amen. You can't quite enact that. You can't act that. You can't say, I know preachers, and they wanted the ministry of William Branham, and they sought for it. I even know one man, and two angels came to them. And he told me all about it, but he fell in sin. Because it's one a generation. Do you believe that? There's not eight messengers, there's seven. Seven church messengers according to the book of Revelations. One to each church age. Now the power of God should be there in gifts and all them things. We should have that and believe that. But so many people, you see, Jannes and Jambres. You know what Jannes and Jambres was? They copied what Moses had, but they weren't Moses. Now they copied it, but they hadn't got the spirit Moses had. And I tell you, William Branham said there's a lot of Jannes and Jambres that's raised up in the last days. They have. And they're Sky Television, a lot of them. And they're false. They're not preaching the gospel. They're preaching about money and all these other things, but they're not preaching the gospel. Now listen to this. Well, try and get this across. Maybe it makes sense. Look at this. Look. Rebellion, obstinate. So, and they will not have God's Son to reign over them, but are spending every energy to produce a God of civilization and make a way for the Satan's masterpiece to man of sin. When you remember that truth's coming, the devil incarnate in a man's coming.
Yes.
And the Antichrist is already here. And he's the Pope.
Mm-hmm.
And we know he's the Pope.
Amen.
Because the covers are on. The curtains are open. There's no hiding. It's the Pope.
Amen.
Now I know people, well, I'm looking for a Jew, one fellow saying, somebody else, no, well, I'm not. Because my Bible says he sits inside of hell and he wears a triple crown. And let no other men vicarious fill idea in place the Son of God. So he's Antichrist. He might be the final one, but he's one of them. And there's many Antichrists. But the Bible says it. But there'll be a final one. And the Jews are going to be sucked in with them. And they're going to make a pact with them. And they're going to rebuild the temple. And the man of sin will sit in that temple. And then God will open their eyes. Praise God.
Amen.
You see, the Gentile dispensation is almost over. Because Paul says the Gentiles were blinded. The Jews were blinded so that we could come in. Now the Gentiles seem to be getting blinded. Because God's fixing to go back to the Jews. That's the Bible. That's the Word of God. Now look at this, Satan's masterpiece. Now all of us were disobedient at one time, but we obtained mercy. Romans 11:30 tells us we obtained mercy. For as in times past have not believed God, yet have now obtained mercy through their unbelief. All of us at one time did not believe, but God in his mercy showed us mercy and saved us.
Amen.
Now listen to this here, what I wrote. Satan is against God's true church, the bride of Jesus Christ. How many knows the church is going to be the bride?
Amen.
God is calling a bride out of everywhere. Everywhere. God's calling a bride. And that bride is going to go to rapture. She's going to be caught up. She's going to be with the Lord. He's calling a bride. That's why in Revelation he says, join her, my people. No! The Spirit doesn't say that. The Spirit of God cries out, come out of her, my people. Touch not, handle not the unclean thing, and I'll receive you. God is calling his people out.
Amen.
Out of every organization, into Jesus Christ the Word. Not into some other organization. God will not call you out so you can make your own weak click. He called you into himself. How many believe that?
Amen.
Into Jesus Christ, what we're called into. Into the Word of God. And he is the Word, John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. When the God of this evil age discovered, listen to this, that he could not stop out the church by persecution, he changed his tactics. Now he seeks to neutralize her efforts by seduction. His methods is to divert the church efforts from evangelism of the world to educating the world. And I tell you, when we take this Bible and change it from a preaching book to an educational program, we've missed it.
Yeah, man.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
And I don't care where it comes through.
Mm-hmm.
It's wrong.
Right.
And it's a trick of the devil.
Yeah,
man. We are taught to preach the Word. You know, one time, those brothers went out from the Branham Tabernacle years ago, and William Branham never called it that, by the way. They did. He told them, get my name down to that building. It was called the Pentecostal Assembly to begin with, but they put his name on it. He didn't. The people did. But one time these brothers came back and they're rejoicing. And Orman Neville, Lord Norman Neville, asked them brothers. He said, did you preach the gospel? That's what he asked them. And they said he did, and he said to them, praise God. Because if you're going to go out, you have to go out and preach the gospel. Now this word is the gospel. The real message God sent is the gospel. Don't think it's not the gospel, it is the gospel. There's not two gospels, there's one. Now there's people had a wee bit of it and they watered it away. And God gave us all a shake and a stir to bring us back to the truth. That's why he sent the Spirit of Elijah. He sent the Spirit of Elijah to bring us restoration. That our hearts be turned back to the original apostolic faith. So that we preach the type of sermons the apostles preached. And practice praying for the sick and practice laying hands on. That's the Word of God. How many believe that tonight?
Amen.
Praise praise God, it's the truth. But you see this, God showed me this. I didn't read this in the book, but I'm telling you, God showed me this. I believe this with all my heart. Now if you listen to the message called the God of this evil age, you will see lots of these things I'm saying in that message. William Branham said that. He prayed in 1965, he said, God, raise up young men to sweep the gospel to the end. That's what he prayed. Thank God there is people doing it. Amen. There is people doing it. Look at this here. Shows efforts to stop evangelism in the world to method of social betterment must make the world a better place to live in. Forgetting that all this things don't produce a new birth. Is that not what's happening today? Follow me for a minute. The what? Smoking stop. Somebody said that's good. Yes, but it doesn't make the person born again. You can make somebody stop smoking, but they're still going to hell. You can make them stop drinking, they're still going to hell. If they're not born again, they're lost. But this is Satan's program. He's a works man, you know. He's the first one with a works program. How many knows that? He's never changed his ideas. All these things you say, it's good. Yes, it's good, but it won't save nobody. Amen. He wants to do it by bettering the world. Bettering the world. Don't you dare preach against them homosexuals. You're a homophobic. They're doing nobody any harm. Well, it can be proven they're doing themselves harm.
Yes.
It produces AIDS. A curse that God brought on it. Now, where it started, that'll make no difference. Ultimately, God's curse. How could God bless the thing that he said he'd curse? God cannot bless the thing he says he'd curse. And I tell you, he's against these things. Don't produce a new birth. None of these social betterments don't produce a new birth. There's only one thing that produces a new birth. When the true word of God shown, when the Holy Spirit comes behind it and it goes into the heart and the birth produced. And I tell you, we blow a wind, won't blow that tree over. It'll stand firm for its roots are grounded deep in the revelation of the mystery of Jesus Christ revealed. No man can come to me except my Father draweth him, and no man can know me save to him whom the Son will reveal him.
Yes, amen.
That's God's word. There has to be a revelation to be saved. Do you realize that? That's God's word. None of these things produce a new birth. When the church uses these methods of betterment, she is saying that Christ's work is insufficient for mankind. When people leave off the Word of God and go on a program, they're saying the gospel's not powerful enough. They're saying Jesus didn't do enough for the cross. You know that's what they're saying? I talked to the man the other week. And I won't even go into it in case somebody hears tape. But he's gone into works more. He's gone into works more. The light hasn't dawned. He's going more into works, more into the darkness of Rome. The light hasn't dawned, but God's word's still the truth. It doesn't change the fact God's word's the truth. Now God can still do it, but the word's been sown, you know that. God can still do it. God can still move in that man. Because you remember that word's a seed. And that seed went in the ground, you don't see nothing for a while. How many knows that? But if it's a genuine seed, it'll come up. Amen. Thank God for the word of God. I'm going to finish just in a moment. Romans 3, everyone knows it. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Every one of us. That's why there has to be the birth. All have sinned, therefore the word needs a savior for sinners. That's the only cure and the only remedy is the Lord Jesus Christ. Man has fallen from God's grace, that is why man needs regenerated by the Holy Ghost. You say regenerated by the Holy Ghost, Titus 3:5. Titus 3:5 says, not by works of righteousness, but we have done. But according to his mercy, saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Renewing. I would that God would renew every one of us, the Holy Ghost. You believe that?
Amen.
Now I know I've received it, and I know you have. But we can have more of the same Spirit. Amen? Baptized once, but can be filled many times. Praise God. All the schemes of man to make the world a better place to live in seem to me to be a better place to sit in, not to live in. All that man does not bring him closer to God, it brings him further away. That's right. Now, I haven't got time tonight to go into where he got the knowledge to split the atom. You know that Satan gave them that? Knowledge to split the atom and make an atomic bomb. Satan gave them that knowledge. But here's 1 Thessalonians 4:15. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall ever be with the Lord. Wherefore comfort one another with these words. Then you can go over and read Matthew 24. But as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man.
Yes.
Aren't we living in them days? We are living in the days like it was in the days of Noah. In the days of Noah, it says in Mari, and we're given in Mari, that means many times. Many times. Mari was just nothing. And marriage today is counted as nothing. And you know, there's so many different shows today, I wouldn't even speak about them in public, it's a shame to mention them. And look at Paul says, forsaking the natural use of the woman, and burned in their lust one toward another. And God gives them over to a reprobate mind to work that which is unseemly. Isn't that the last days? That's the days we're living in, brothers and sisters. The bride does not work for world betterment. No, she works for the kingdom of God and for her master, Jesus Christ. That's who the bride works for.
Amen.
And she doesn't work for a club here or a club there. She works for the Lord.
Amen.
And she might not always get a pat on the back and say, you've done well. She might get kicked around and beat around, but the Lord's with her.
Amen.
And all that live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. That's the word of God. I'm going to have to close. I won't keep you any longer. But you know the Bible says in Revelations three times, it says in chapter 3, it says it three times. And in one of the verses, verse 22, it says, let him that hath an ear hear what the Spirit says three times. Three times it says, let him that hath an ear hear what the Spirit says to the church. Now the Spirit's already spoken to the church. The Spirit has spoken.
Yes.
Remember this Bible, 7 stars in the hands of Jesus.
Amen.
And a star represents a messenger, and a messenger represents an angel, and there's an angel for each church age.
Yes.
And that angel's message is to call out the bride in each age. And we're living in the last church age where God has sent the voice of the 7th angel, Revelation 10:7, to call a bride out. Now people say we believe the truth, but they deny that. They will not accept that. And you preach that, you'll be out quick. And not of many invitations. If you preach what God did do. Malachi 3:4, 5, and 6 says, behold, I send you Elijah the prophet before the great and dreadful day of the Lord come. That's the days we're living in today. God sent a true voice, a true sign, a super sign, and there's nobody copying it, for they can't. And I've seen them trying to do it and fail. One in a generation. Doesn't mean God won't work miracles and all that things. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the gift of game. It's one in a generation.
Right.
To call the bride out. Do you realize God sent a message to call the bride out? That's why the voice was sent. That's why it came to call the bride out of all the chaos. And there's chaos everywhere. How many believe that tonight?
Amen.
One fellow said to me, he said, oh, but the Catholics are better. They have one church. I said, you know, they have differences.
Right.
That was his excuse to have one church. One church is false.
That's right. What's the denomination?
The very first denomination's right. 325 AD. They formed a Nicene Council. They rejected the truth of the Godhead. They rejected the truth of water baptism. And they formulated and made an organization. And God moved right on. And you know, down through all them ages, the truth was darkened down, darkened down. Through each age, you know, all the Nazis persecuted in the mountains and everything. What about the common actors? Was known as the black mans. Chased into the hills, and they lived on the valleys and the hedges. That's how they got the name. Persecuted for the truth. Right down through every age. And then you have Martin Luther, a monk, and an Augustine order, and God drops the light for the Holy Ghost on him. Ball of light.
Amen.
That's what I'm going to call it. A bombshell. I really, you know, think a lot of Martin Luther. And he held on to relics. But it wouldn't change me, wouldn't make me look at him any different. Because he had light, not age, more than they had. And he ran with the truth. And he made the 95 faces in the door of Wittenberg. He took his hammer, but I could just see him smacking them up there.
Amen.
Refuting that the Pope's Antichrist rejected him. Tried to kill him many times. Snuffed the light out.
Yes.
Then right on up to Wesley. He was something else. As a boy, the house went on fire. And a neighbor saved him. You ever read Wesley's story? A ladder was put up and he was lifted from the window. A brand took from the burning, going to work for him. He preached at 6 in the morning to thousands over there in England. Look at England today. They've rejected the truth. Don't say people don't go on. God doesn't do nothing. They've no excuse today in this world. The gospels went out over the hilltops and mountains and the valleys. It's right everywhere. They've went into the world and says, how beautiful are the feet of those that preach the gospel that they turn it down.
Yeah.
Now what about God brought in a total restoration of the gifts and a through the street revival. Restored all the supernatural gifts back into the church. And people walked the far side of the street. What about James White in this country? You think James White come over here and they said, brilliant, let's have a great revival. No, they didn't. They crossed the street. They were hardly touching a barge pole. Because it's the power of God.
Amen.
And organizations rejected it because it's somebody wet behind the ears preaching that God doesn't heal and there's no gifts of the Spirit, and they preached it from the Bible. And God did it. Then God came on the scene with the spirit of Elijah and an end time prophet with somebody far beyond what they ever saw before. And the pillar of fire crashed in the meeting and they wouldn't even walk across the street to see it. I tell you, some of this generation, some of the answer for it. Do you realize that William Branham said that he'll have to raise Sodom and Gomorrah up and apologize to it if he doesn't judge this generation? The things they've seen, the things they've heard, do you think the church world said we believe the message God sent in these last days? They did not, they threw it out. They're ashamed to even mention it or talk about it in case they lost their meal ticket. They'll never mention it. And even that brother, and I think he's a wonderful brother, Tommy Osborne went to Australia and he told the people the whole story. And how that God spoke to him in a meeting and all. He told it all, but he never told who the man was. And when he went home that night, God visited that man. It's his own testimony. And he said, you get back onto that pulpit tomorrow night and you tell the people who that man was. He's ashamed of that. And he told from his own mouth, he says, I was ashamed to mention the name of William Branham in case I'd lost my sponsorship. And what was he before he went to them meetings? He was a man that come back from India defeated. And they had a black Quran and he had a Bible, but he didn't know how to work it. He didn't know how to use it. He was defeated till he seen somebody that had the power of God on him. Then he saw it and he believed it and he did it. Thank God he did it.
Yeah.
You should never be ashamed to stand for what you believe.
Right.
I'll tell you something. I knew a man. I told you about it. I don't know why I'm saying that, but I told you. I thought a lot of this man. I wasn't against him. I didn't agree with him, but I wasn't against him. I was happy to go with him. He put it to me. I never put it to him. But God spoke to me vividly in a dream. And he said he'll be asking you three questions tonight. I was never in that man's house, but God took me into it. And he showed me every part of that house. He showed me a piano in the corner, a hole in the wall for the lady would pass the dinner through, the kitchen, and two young people would come to the door, a man and woman, preachers. And the three questions I'd be asked, and he told me how to answer them. And that man said to me, we were doing open airs. You talk about going out and doing outreach. I used to preach three open airs every single Saturday for years. Three of them. Three, not one, three. Every Saturday. I used to walk all through Bonbridge here, 1,000 tracks every single Friday night. I did it for weeks, for years. Do you know what he said to me? Brother, if you don't see the Trinity, and see that a person can be lost after they're saved, we'll have to part company. I said, brother, then we're part. How could I say, brother, I see it? No, you say, well, there's nothing to it. Listen, I want you to listen to me. He offered me full-time sponsorship. He offered to put me in a house. He offered to pay me through Bible college. And everything, and I would have had a big church and a salary. All of it was offered to me. And he wasn't the first one. There's another man offered it as well. But the Lord said, I've nothing to do with it.
Amen.
I could have went with it and compromised. But I stood for the truth.
Amen.
And I tell you what, I know the Lord's with me.
Amen.
Amen. Numbers don't prove it's God. They have numbers at Lourdes, but the Lord's not in it. You can have numbers, but is it God? Noah had eight, but God was with him. Amen. Let's believe for souls, and let's believe for souls it's going to be solid.
Yes.
Not some sort of a dead fish that can't even swim across a calm lake. A salmon can go against the stream. God wants you and me that we can stand on our feet, and when the wind blows, we'll still stand.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Let's come and seek the Lord tonight. Two spirits. But you've received the Holy Spirit. No, it doesn't. It makes you cry, Abba, Father.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you tonight for your word. For your word is a lamp under our feet. And your word is light on our path.
Yes.
Lord, we will look unto the hills when whence cometh our help. Our help cometh from the Lord, who made the heaven and the earth. Lord, you're the God of all creation. You're in control in spite of the God of this evil age, in spite of everything that's going hither and thither. You're in control. You're calling a people. You will have a church, your word says, without spot or wrinkle.
Yes,
I believe your word tonight, Lord Jesus. You said when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against them. Oh God, put strength within our bosoms. Put the fire of the Holy Ghost within our breast tonight, that we won't be compromisers, but that we'll take backbone and stand for the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ and believe your word. Lord, we're not in darkness concerning these last days. You have sent the light. Lord, you've turned our hearts back to the original apostolic faith, the real Holy Ghost, the real power of God, back to the Bible, back to the foundation. Oh Lord, help us to go around the foundation one more time. Oh Father, we thank you tonight. Lord, that we never built the root hair and stubble, but we're built on the solid rock, Christ Jesus. And the wolf can come and blow and puff, and the storms can come, but it cannot be moved when it's founded on the rock. Lord, we believe, Lord, tonight you are the solid rock. You're the rock in the weary land that they drank water from when they were thirsty and all. We ask the Holy Spirit to go to moving. Call that young man. Call that young woman. Call that boy. Call that girl. Save them and deliver them. In the name of Jesus Christ we pray. Father, for all those that need your miracle touch tonight. Lord, we have talked about it. Sure, we have talked about it. What else can we talk about? Your word is the truth. Lord, you said ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. But Lord, we sincerely pray tonight. Let the God that wrote the word, let the God of Elijah come on the scene. And let that God, that each God, the only true God, let him come forth and confirm thy word with signs and wonders and miracles in the name of thy holy child Jesus. Heal her sister. Heal her brother. Heal that boy. Heal that girl. In the name of Jesus Christ we pray. Manifest your power amongst us. Manifest your glory amongst us. Rid us of our own ideas and our own ways. Fill us with your glory. Fill us with your power. Flood us with revelation from your word and from the throne room of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Empty us of ourselves and fill us with the Holy Ghost, I pray. In Jesus' name tonight. Father, I pray for every single man and woman in this room that from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, that they'll know the mighty touch of God. Bless their wives. Bless their children. Bless all their hands will touch, Lord. Bless their substance. Add to this, to your work, such it should be seen. Not to some dead organization, but to the true church, the firstborn of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Father, this evening we thank you for the things you've done. We thank you for the people you've seen. We thank you for the people you've healed. And we give you all the praise and we give you all the glory in Jesus Christ's name. Now, Father, this evening as we wait upon you, move amongst us by the Holy Spirit. May we hear the going in the top of the mulberry bush tonight. May we hear the sound of the abundance of rain in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Lord, let us not be hindered, but let the Holy Spirit move upon your people afresh and anew. Fill us afresh with a new anointing. In Jesus' name I pray, for we know the anointing destroys the yokes. Lord, may the yokes be broken, and may they be destroyed over our homes, over our lives, over our loved ones, over all that's near and dear to us. May every yoke be broke in Jesus' name because of the anointing. Lord, I pray your grant tonight in Jesus' name. Father, I ask for the services that lay ahead for this weekend, and Lord, if I was tarry till the brother Andrew comes, may the Spirit of God move amongst us in a mighty way. Confirm your own word with signs and with wonders and with divers miracles in the name of thy holy child Jesus, I pray. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Amen. Let us continue just to seek the Lord.